And now to the Philippines, where the push continues to get medical care to victims of Typhoon Haiyan. The New York Times reports that there are now 62 medical teams working in hard-hit areas. Dr. Natasha Reyes is the emergency director of the Doctors Without Borders in the Philippines. We spoke with her last week. She's now in Cebu City and just returned from Samar Island and the town of Giwan, where the storm first hit. Dr. Reyes, what did you see there?
The whole town was damaged. I did not see any house that had a roof left. Upon assessing the needs, we saw that the people are lacking food. There is some water, but the quality of that is not assured. What is most concerning for me, of course, as a doctor, is that the hospital, the general hospital, which provides care for over 60,000 people, has no roof. The x-ray machine has been rained on, so it is quite devastating.
How many people do you think are going to die because they can't get medical care? We read an article about a man who'd only had a broken leg, and yet he died because infection set in. Are you worried about that?
I am worried about that. I can't say how many will die, but I am worried about that because relatively small wounds can become infected, but also you have many people with chronic diseases, hypertension, diabetes, children with seizure disorders who don't have the medicine that they have to take to stay healthy. And without their medicine, they can become very ill and they can die. And that is why we're trying very hard to set up our medical activities as quickly as possible to resume the health care delivery.
Yeah. How are the people of Giwan responding to this? They were the first to be hit, a smaller island. Of course, Tacloban, a much bigger area, an urban area, more people there. But how were the people of Giwan feeling neglected? Did they understand the scope of the storm?
They do understand the scope of the storm. I think they were completely shocked by the impact and the strength of this storm. The people of Giwan are used to typhoons. Typhoons have passed them before, but this is beyond anything that they could expect or imagine. And with that comes the mental health trauma. What I see now is that they are doing their best to pick up their lives. And what is most impressive to me is that the Department of Health medical staff, they're victims themselves, but they've been working so hard to treat their fellow townspeople. Mm-hmm. And they're exhausted, but they're still there. We're helping them do it. So, yes, the impact, the people in Giwan were shocked, as you would expect, but their strength is what is really impressing me right now.
Dr. Natasha Reyes, Emergency Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in the Philippines. She's speaking to us from Cebu City about her trips to Giwan, a fishing island, the first hit by Typhoon Haiyan. Dr. Reyes, thanks so much.
You're welcome.